To me personally, like, I very much see it as any single day that could be me, or any single day that could be one of my friends, you know what I mean? Like, you see them on the news and it just seems like it's so far away, but it's not. Like, these are just regular people that this keeps happening to. And to me anyways, I see it as that that could be me, or anyone, you know, any one of my friends down the street. They don't do anything different than I do, than any of my friends do.
Zoe Carrasco is the president of the Black Student Union at Bemidji State University. She is a thrower on the track and field team, and she's a criminal justice major. Why criminal justice?
Well, back in the day, I thought it'd be cool to be a police officer. At the time, I was 17 years old. It was the summer after my junior year in high school. And I was at, I don't know if you know what Minnesota ALA Girls State is. It's just like this week-long government program to empower the young leaders in Minnesota. So I was at that program, and I was down in Minneapolis. Well, I was down in St. Paul, I suppose. I was at the Capitol at the same exact time down the street when the Geronimo Yanez case was being tried.
The police officer who shot and killed Philando Castile.
Mm-hmm. So we were at the Capitol when they read the verdict. You know, that was kind of like my first time when I heard that, you know, Yanez was acquitted of all of his charges. You know, it was like hundreds of 17-year-old girls at the Minnesota State Capitol. And everyone's like, okay, we need to go. We need to get out of here. Like, everyone knew that the protests were coming. They kind of just hurried us on the bus and, you know, drove us back to camp. We went in this big auditorium and we just sat there and like prayed. And to me, like, that was the first time where I was like, oh, like, why is the system so against us? You know what I mean? And then I started studying criminal justice and I just see the corruption. And, you know, since I've been studying criminal justice, I feel that I kind of have a foundation, you know, it's something to kind of back me up. Thankfully, the outcome isn't the same, but 4 years later, you know, the same type of thing is happening right again in our own backyard. I've got to experience it before I even knew anything about the criminal justice system and, you know, reform and all these social injustices. And now I'm experiencing it again, but I feel a lot more connected to it just because I can understand it more.
How did you feel when you learned that Derek Chauvin was convicted of his crimes?
Yes, I feel a little bit of weight off the shoulders, but I mean, maybe not so much celebration, but definitely relief at least. Yeah. Mostly, like, I don't want people, you know, I just feel like over the last decade, or I guess since I've been old enough to pay attention to national problems, you know, like, these movements just come and go, and I really just don't want the momentum to stop. You know, people, like, see this, you know, Chauvin got, he's charged, he's guilty, he's convicted, but I don't want people to be like, okay, that was it, that was our goal, because it's literally not. It's, that's nothing, you know what I mean, compared to the entire problem. And I just feel like maybe people that probably don't really care about it that much, or, you know, pay attention to it or advocate for any of these injustices, they're probably like, okay, you did it, like, go home now. But it's just not, that's not it, you know? To me personally, like, I very much see it as any single day that could be me, or any single day that could be one of my friends, you know what I mean? Like, you see them on the news and it just seems like it's so far away, but it's not. Like, these are just regular people that this keeps happening to. And to me anyways, I see it as that could be me, or anyone, you know, any one of my friends down the street. They don't do anything different than I do, than any of my friends do. The Black man, male specifically, is the single most demographic to be arrested, you know, and that's, you look at the Black male population in the United States, and that's extremely disproportional. 5 times more likely to be arrested, 5 times more likely to be arrested. And it doesn't make any sense. There's no reasonable explanation for that. The whole thin blue line and the culture to cover up police corruption. When you fill out your application to be a police officer, you say you're going to promise to always practice integrity. But it's just this idea of, you know, protecting police corruption within the police department. It's just like the normal now. And like, when did that happen? It doesn't make any sense. Like, how do you serve as an entity where you practice respect and integrity, but at the same time, You go absolutely against that. It doesn't make sense.
That is Zoe Carrasco. She's a criminal justice major at Bemidji State University. She's also the president of the Black Student Union. Zoe, you mentioned earlier that you were at Girls State in St. Paul and actually down at the Capitol building when Officer Geronimo Yarez was acquitted of killing Philando Castile. It sounds like that was a real changing point for you as far as paying attention. Have you perceived society changing since then?
You know, I would say I'm still young. So in my years that I have been active in this and that I've been paying attention, I feel like I have seen change. I feel like a lot more people maybe have become aware. A lot more people maybe changing the way that they once used to think. So in that aspect of it, you know, I do see that these issues have a lot more momentum. Concrete change, like policy making, lawmaking, there's really not much change there. It's more just people raising awareness to these issues. I mean, obviously we had the first police officer, I think he was like one of 15 in the last decade to be convicted of his crimes out of, so I mean, if you want to call that change, I suppose, I mean, statistically, yeah, it has gotten better, but there needs to be massive, massive police reform and policy making decisions.
You are president of the Black Student Union at Bemidji State University. Why is it important to have a group like the Black Student Union on campus?
I think it's important because, you know, especially in a place like Bemidji, Beltrami County, in this area, you know, when I sit in class, when people of color sit in class, they're usually, you know, one, maybe two, the only people of color in the classroom. So when I, you know, sit in school for 3 or 4 hours a day and then go to practice, it's kind of just, you know, I just wish that I could see more people that looked like me, you know, more people that, you know, come from a similar background. So we created the Black Student Union really to just have that space where people can come and be together and be surrounded by people who hopefully have the same values as them, that look similar to them, that have similar experiences. But even then, you know, people who aren't people of color to come and have a place to just learn, you know, we want to be that open door kind of that is lacking from our surrounding area where people can just come and learn about Black culture, you know, learn about Black history, do a lot of historical educational events, you know, just to be a safe space where we can just be together. That's really it, because BSU didn't have that before and now we do, and it's awesome.
Are there any events coming up? I guess it's the end of the year now, but
for the summer, I know we've already been talking about, the group has already been talking about doing Juneteenth celebration. You know, the years past, that's kind of been our only summer event that we would hold. Juneteenth is June 19th, celebrated every year. And it's the day that the last slaves were freed. You know, the Emancipation Proclamation was read, but it wasn't until 2 years later that the very last slaves down in Texas actually heard the news. You know, they prevented their slaves from the news that they were free legally, for as long as possible. And it took 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was read by President Abraham Lincoln for the very last slaves to legally be free. I mean, of course, yeah, slavery still continued, you know, indentured servitude still continued, but on paper, legally, 2 years after it was supposed to happen was the day that it actually happened. So, you know, people in Black culture, we celebrate Juneteenth as the day that freedom was truly given to us. Truly given to us, you know, that's whatever, wishy-washy, but on paper, June 19th was the day that freedom was truly given to us. But then coming back in the school year next year, pretty much a lot of the same events I would think that we had this previous year. You know, we do some social events, just like game nights, you know, just a place for members of the Black Student Union to come together and just hang out, you know, like worry-free zone. We did some community service work over Christmas. I'm expecting that they'll do that again. And MLK Day, Black History Month, a lot of those same type of events. But hopefully next year we can be face-to-face again and do all of this stuff in person, but we'll see.
That's Zoe Carrasco. She is president of the Black Student Union, and she's a criminal justice major at Bemidji State University. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.
Excuse me, mister. Do you have the time?